So, Alderman Gulas, Alderman Funkhauser, and staff are in. There's no citizens in the room. There's none.
None, but.
Awesome. So we can skip a citizen's comment. Minutes for correction or approval. I'm good with everything.
Good.
I wasn't here, but they look good.
Maybe you can still approve them. New business number one, EDC 2024-20, building permit reports for February.
All right. In February, we issued 19 single-family detached homes, 79 total permits of all different types. So it was a little slower February, but I think that has a lot to do with the fact that we're a lot of planning on dirt work and things like that going in. You know, if you recall, 10 years ago, we had so many lots available. Now that's diminishing rapidly. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, move on to EDC 2024-21, building inspection reports for February.
All right. In February, we did 614 inspections. The vast majority of those we kept in-house because it's a little slower than normal. Weather, slowing everyone down. Also have a delay in one of the subdivisions in town. They've been kind of pulled off on construction, so that's also slowed down. And if they decide to crank back up, it's going to be craziness again. So, yeah, we're keeping the inspections in-house while we can and enjoying having a little bit of right. Time to review the new codes that are coming out. So.
Cool. Move on to EDC 2024-22, property maintenance reports for February.
Right. In February, we had 11 complaints issued, and of those 11 complaints, 11 cases that were sent our way, one of them ended up being found liable for unsafe conditions, and that was a highly skilled grooming place. They had over capacity, so once they exceed their capacity, there's a all the protections that the code puts in place for the certain occupancy basically become null and void for the safety of the residents and the people in the building. So that's why they got that citation. So, that's it.
All right, EDC 2024-23, economic development report for Martin.
So you have the report in your packet. Obviously, two new things we're talking about is the Triple T Express Car Wash, which is going to be built near the Walgreens at 47 and 71. And the Opal Banquets and the new hotel over at Kendall Crossing. So we're still waiting for those final plans, but there's going to be a banquet facility with about 450 guests and then three stories of hotel rooms above. And then other updates. So, any questions?
What's happening with Gerber?
Gerber is in the process of getting their hookup for their sanitary through one of the adjacent property owners.
Private connection?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's their hang up right now?
Correct.
Yes, the building is there and ready to go, but
that's what I thought.
They asked the other day if they could start erecting it. I told them no, not till they've firmed up their sewer. I don't want a building with no sewer.
That would be a problem.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, especially there.
Yeah. And just so you know, we have provided them with all the options that we can see as staff, and they have not selected which option they want to go with. We've also facilitated the meeting between them and the adjacent property owners.
Because there are other venues that they yes. could connect through.
Yes.
It just the cost, I'm sure.
Yeah. As staff, we don't concern ourselves with the cost, so we give them all the relevant options, and they yes. can make their own decisions.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. EDC 2024 Collexco LLC.
Yep, I like
it. Annexation and rezoning.
So I'll make some quick clarifications. There were some questions about the parcels to be annexed. There's actually going to be one parcel annexed, which is the larger parcel. The petitioner informed me today that the smaller parcel, 0.78 acres, is not going to be part of the annexation. So, we will be revising the public hearing notice as well as packet materials for when it goes to the May PCC public hearing and May City Council public hearing for the annexation. So, getting into the project itself, they're seeking to annex actually 191 acres for that larger parcel, their regular shaped parcel. The petitioner is Green Door Capital, and they which is also the contract purchaser, and Kalaka, which is the owner. They're going to annex and rezone this unincorporated farmland. It's south of Burlington Santa Fe rail line, and it's about southeast of Faxon Road. So with the annexation, they're requesting a rezoning because it's part of annexation. The ordinance says you have to be zoned R1 first, so they're seeking an M2, rather, general manufacturing district zoning. And contiguity is already established with the Lincoln Prairie parcel. So they, and the recently annexed New Leaf Energy. So that's how contiguity is established.
Give them contiguity with 350 feet for New Leaf, or it's just with the original Greenville, right?
Just with the original.
Yeah, I was gonna say the other site doesn't.
Exactly, this is the Kalaka, which is the southern portion. They are moving forward with the request. This particular parcel itself has Robert Creek running through it, so there's some requirements as far as the Robert Drainage District that they would need to be concerned with. Staff did mention that there's an annexation agreement in the packet. It was not included because the petitioner and the city attorney are still reviewing that information. That will be provided as part of the public hearing process for annexation. That one is a pretty standard boilerplate kind of annexation agreement. Nothing specific in that aside from that they are seeking a rezoning. There's information in here about the comprehensive plan. Right now, a comprehensive plan sees this parcel as a state conservation. If we do decide to annex and rezone, we need to amend our comprehensive plan. But the data center industrial land use that they're requesting is consistent with the idea of a corridor along the Elden Lane being for industrial land use. So we don't see that being a hindrance to amend the comprehensive plan. If there's any other questions, this particular request, as I mentioned, is going to move forward at the May 8th PCC for rezoning, and then it will move forward to City Council May 14th for the public hearing for the annexation.
For just general continuity, these are information. Just have staff go through both of them and then discuss?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. That helps me. The second groups of parcels that we're looking at is the Hageman parcel, which would be Green Door Nexus North. This consists of three parcels, about 140 acres. The three parcels will front along the Elderbane Road. If you recall, back in 2011, the city entered into an intergovernmental agreement with Plano, Kendall County, and ourselves in regards to recapture for money spent for improvement to Elderman Road. On the city's portion, along the frontage was about $336 linear foot. We have about 12,000 linear foot, 11,300 linear feet. So total estimate for the city's portion would be $3.8 million. Anytime a developer annexes, which it touches Elder Main Road, would then be required for their frontage to provide that fee. I did the estimate along with the city engineer of each of the parcels. So the first parcel has about 1,400 linear feet for a total of $475,000 in estimated recapture. The middle parcel has about 601 linear feet for about $200,000 in estimated recapture, and the third parcel has about 930 linear feet along Elder Main Road for about $315,000, so a total of about $990,000 in recapture. The reason why the annexation agreement wasn't attached to this one as well is because that language is being worked out with the petitioner, as well as just recently as Monday, the city engineer informed me that on one of these parcels, they're going to need to acquire 2 acres for a water tower. So that language will also be incorporated into the development, the annexation agreement. This parcel is consistent with the comprehensive plan land use, so no changes will be required there.
On Kalaka. So I want to clarify the annexation.
One second, get some water.
Okay.
Kalaka?
Yes, yeah, so Kalaka. So I understand the small triangle that's in the northeast part of the site, that 0.78 to 0.78.
Correct.
That's not going to be brought in.
Correct.
The rest of the parcel, by the application, is approximately 148, 149 acres. There's the land east of Robert Fringe. When you were going through your presentation, you said around 190 some acres, which would be the entire singular parcel. But are they subdividing that, you know, through Plat Act?
They are. That will be done at time of purchase. They're going to carve out some land.
Okay.
And it's indicated in a revised plat that they're going to provide. Excuse me, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's just really dry. I'm so sorry. Lynn to the rescue.
Yeah, they're going to, they were in conversations with the property owner, and they just didn't want to annex all of their land. So they're going to do a revised plat that's going to show what portion of the land. So that's what I'm waiting for from the applicant.
When this is going to go through, then that's why I just want to make sure that the territory being shown for the annexation is west of the creek, generally speaking. That little sliver piece, that's an oddity. I caught that while I was going through the legal, but okay, so now.
So they're going to follow the contours.
Yeah, of the creek.
Of the creek,
and that's what I thought the intent was by reading through the application, but there's some discrepancies between the different documents.
They were deciding if they wanted to go for a final plat process, or if they met the Plat Act exemption. So I had them talk with their surveyor, and so they're determining.
Okay. So that's
correct.
Yeah, because I know we're not, an annexation doesn't require a subdivision, but this one to get the parcel they want.
Correct.
Makes sense. And then I had one of the comments about the access, you know, cobblestone piece, and that just came off of the fact that there's in the application a note. Let me get back up to their application. I see that. There was a comment about access coming off of their.
Oh, right here. Yeah. We'll contemplate main drain to the west of Delta Main.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which would be them coming through the cobblestone piece, so that would be
That exhibit wasn't really intended to show that. That was a coloring issue with the exhibit. What their intention is to probably line up with the existing access across on the Plano side. That would be the suggested recommendation.
So that's, but it would still go through the property cobblestone that's south.
I don't know that for sure.
That's what I was wondering, is I was trying to figure out, you know, how does that tie into this one? I asked about recapture. I don't think that, because it's already annexed.
Right, so it wouldn't be a recapture, correct.
It's just a matter of working out those logistics and how they come together. But that would be possibly a primary access for this piece of property.
That's their assumption.
That's their assumption if it can work through.
Correct, because it may be north of cobblestone, because cobblestone is a little south of that.
Okay.
Direct connection to the west.
Okay, and then, yeah, I think the rest of it will come out with the different documents. I don't see any issues with these. I think this is a good use of the land up here, obviously. What was the timeline again for this to come through?
So May 8th will be the public hearing for the rezoning, the PZC, for both properties, and then May 14th will be the public hearing for City Council for the annexation. And then hopefully end of May, beginning of June, we'll have the final vote at City Council.
I'm good.
What's that?
I'm good.
I mean, this is extremely high level. There's not much detail to look at here, so
right.
There's not.
Which is why we didn't have a planning council meeting on this.
And that's why that was part of the question. Was there one for anything that's been in yet? So, but not there yet. Okay.
No old business. You guys have any additional businesses?
Yeah, I've got two residents brought to my attention. There's a little flooding on Van Emmon that was brought to my attention today. It's been there for a while. It happens every time we get a good hard rainfall. So that was just a concern, complaint about having to deal with that.
You know, where in general?
I can get you the exact location. It's, if I recall, it's heading towards the park. And then the other was the silos downtown. My understanding is that they are open, that the doors or whatnot are open to it, so it's, there's an accessible hatch that's...
They weren't yesterday. I'll check it on my way home tonight.
I was going to say, I got a call this afternoon about it.
If it is, I will shoot Rick's people a call, and I'll shut it for them if they let me.
Okay.
It's generally what happens. The kids open it up.
Yeah, it's one of those, yeah, just kind of the safety. Yeah. And it's like... I was even told the windows up top are shot up too. Those have probably been shot up for the past 20 years, but
right-ish. 20 years.
I don't think it was me.
No,
that's it.
All right. Meeting adjourned.